Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, big shout out to everyone on Patreon. You guys support us. I listen to you before everyone else. I really do. I know Steven Saylor has a couple requests he wants me to get on. Steven, we will hit those in a future episode. And any of you other guys, if you have requests, you know, let me know. I'm talking to the patrons, specifically these people, Andrew Miller, Jeremy Weltman, Metal Dan, Chris Riley, Johan Enderstrom, Steven Rodriguez, Tommy Anderson, Gregory Muse, Kenny McCrimmon, Leo from Alaska, Brad Dahl, Richard Langridge, Dan Gerwan, Patrick Schwartzman, Jerry from Long Island, Sam Soupy, Drake, Matt Carroll, Jason Seth, Steven Saylor, Ron Keel, yeah, that Ron Keel, Jean-Francois Blas, Anthony Mackey, James Bennett, Mr. David S. Gray, Frank Rutz, Michael Street, Jay Vaninsky, Mike Jones, Steve Hoger, Jean Bouvari. Thank you, guys. You guys rock. Hope you're all staying safe. We got Skinny from Mushroom Head on this episode. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and anything else we feel like. We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. This is the Sean Baker Orchestra with Which Way to Radioland. We'll be right back.
right, guys, I'm going to just get right into this interview with Skinny from Mushroom Head. This band, their video, it just blows me away. I'm now producing and writing 4 episodes of Metal Crush on Sci-Fi. Hope you guys are watching the videos. We need every watch that we can get. Basically, we post the videos every Monday. And then that same night, you can go to your TV. Remember those things? The things, old cable stations? I know everyone streams everything nowadays, but you can tune to the Sci-Fi channel the Monday night and get additional content that wasn't included on the online episode airing throughout the movies. Like yesterday, we did Lake Placid, so hope everyone enjoyed that. And it's every Monday. And yeah, please watch the videos as many times as possible because we need as many views as possible. You know, fingers crossed, I'd like to think that if these really did well, that maybe they'd ask me to do more, although that's never been offered or anything like that. But Metal Crush, I am the producer writer of Sci-Fi Wire's Metal Crush, so definitely support that. Whitney Moore is the host, so check it out, guys. But without further ado, we're going to get into the interview with Skinny from Mushroom Head. This is a band that we're going to actually briefly, my tentative plan is to talk about them, have Whitney talk about them on Metal Crush, the final episode of Metal Crush. We'll see. We got a lot of guests on that episode. Corey Taylor, Jonathan Davis, Maria from In This Moment, Wendy Dio. So it's jam-packed. But I would like to get a little mention of their cool new video, which Skinny's going to talk to us about. I'm blown away. This is the best music video I've seen in a long time. So let's do it. This is Skinny from Mushroom Head here on Talking Metal. And then we'll end the episode with the song Heresy here on Talking Metal. Hey, it's Mark Striegel from Talking Metal, and on the phone we have Skinny from Mushroom Head. Skinny, how are you?
Excellent, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, man, and I got to tell you, I am digging the new music you guys have out, Mushroom Head, of course. Let's start with the video, man, the Heresy. Man,
yeah.
This is an excellent watch. I mean, I'm watching this. It's scary. It's sexy. It's sci-fi elements, horror elements. It's everything that most music videos today are not. And that's like, it's exciting. It's an exciting watch. You guys put a lot of, obviously, effort, time, and I'm guessing even money into this video. It looks, it sounds amazing. Can you talk a little bit specifically about that song and the video production?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually one of my favorites on the record. And, you know, the video production, we do all that in-house as well. We do all the production of our own music and of our own videos. So that was all done at our studios, from the audio all the way down to the video and all the final edits as well. So, you know, we absolutely love the craft. And the video was just really, really cool to make. I think you nailed it. It's definitely somewhere between science fiction and, you know, nightmares and bad dreams. You know, big fans of, you know, the horror movies and obviously the sci-fi stuff. So it was just really exciting to kind of put pen to paper and, you know, base everything around something dark and something that's kind of uncertain. It's familiar. Is it the future? Is it the past? Try to blend all those elements, you know, and literally pull the viewer, you know, out of reality for a moment, you know, and then just set them kind of somewhere down, almost uncomfortable. And I think we succeeded. You know, we tried to do something a little bit more,
absolutely,
a little bit more compelling this time around. And it was a lot of experimenting, and you know, I think we ended up with something really cool, though. I'm glad we took our time, and we were very, very attentive about how we wanted things to look.
Yeah, and I mean, you're one of the few that did that nowadays, because, you know, back in the day, people put so much into their music videos, but more than half the time I click on these things and it's just guys, you know, lip syncing on a soundstage. So it really, like what I said, it's really, really takes, and what you said, takes you out of the element. It's kind of scary, but at the same time, kind of sexy. It's definitely a great watch and listen. And of course the song we're talking about is off the brand new record, A Wonderful Life. It's out now. 6 years since the last Mushroom Head album, and definitely well worth the wait. Let's start with the production. Now, you produced this along with who?
It was mostly myself and the band putting it together, and then the final mix was Matt Wallace, who's, you know, Faith No More and Blues Traveler and Maroon 5. He's got a huge list, but we're pretty tight with Matt. He had done the album, the Mushroom Head album 13 back in 2003. So we go way back, and we were just really fortunate that our schedules worked out. He was able to fine tune all this stuff once we turned it in. You know, it's just always nice to have a fresh set of ears on the way out the door. It was an honor to have him do it again.
Awesome. And can you talk about how the band has evolved and changed in the past 6 years since that last release, and how that has maybe played into the sound and musical style you're currently at?
You know, we did a lot of experimenting on this one, and I think it shows. There was a lot of collaborative effort by all the artists involved, and people who wanted to try to stay out of their comfort zone. And it ended up bringing us into a different mentality altogether. I guess, you know, we really focused on a lot of vocals for sure, as far as where they sit in the mix and how they blend together with the new singers, especially Stevie and Jackie, the way they can harmonize and the way they can stack their octaves and just the way they hear things. They were never short for ideas, and very open to try each other's ideas. It was a really honest effort, and it was a lot of fun to do this one. One of the highlights of the production and recording this album, we actually got to record at Abbey Road Studios when we were playing in London. Yeah, and actually the song we were talking about, the video, The Heresy, all of those vocals were recorded at Abbey that afternoon. And it's crazy. The place is just, you know, obviously legendary and amazing. So even though, you know, that video has that good creepy image and everything, every time I hear that song, I just think of sitting in Abbey Road Studios. So it's got a real good special meaning to me. Yeah, absolutely. Love that one.
Yeah, which, I mean, so many classic records recorded there, going, of course, back to the Beatles. And I think some Floyd stuff, too, right? Pink Floyd recorded there, I believe.
Yeah, we actually used the room, the same room as Dark Side of the Moon was recorded in. It was amazing just to be there. Yeah, it was crazy.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Jackie. She's now been touring with you guys for a long time. But how did she originally come into the fold with you guys, and where did you find her?
You know, she's another Cleveland hoodlum. You know, she's been in bands and in and out of bands in Cleveland since I've known her. So, you know, that's a good 17 years at this point. So 6 years ago, we had done a record called The Righteous and the Butterfly. And there was a track called We Are the Truth that we had asked her to be a guest on. And then we were doing a lot of shows with her band Unset Fate at the same time. So we started doing that song live and bringing her out, you know, when we were playing with her band. And the reception was just huge. You know, everyone, you know, loved, you know, seeing and hearing, you know, a female voice in the Mushroom Head sound. And we, you know, all kind of agreed, you know, that's a really cool element. You know, we've never really thought about, you know, just the addition of, you know, the female vocal full time. So you know, when it came time this time, we had written a few things that we thought she would sound really good on. And sure enough, she was down. She was game to give it a go. And she's like one of the boys, and, you know, she puts up with a lot as well. So it's pretty cool. And she's a trooper, man, especially like with the makeup and the wardrobe and stuff. She'll sit there for 10 hours and not complain. Well, right. Not too much.
Nice. See, Mushroom Head now 25 years since that first album, the self-titled first album. Going back, any memories you could share from that album coming together, maybe going into the studio and doing it, or just those times in general?
You know, obviously great times. It was enough to continue the, you know, the energy 25 years later. It's crazy that the first song that we had ever written and recorded was a song called 43, and we still play it on almost every tour. So it's nuts that, you know, literally 27 years later, I'm still playing the first song Mushroom Head ever wrote. But it just still rings true. There's an honesty to it that, you know, just is part of who we are, that style. And it's really, really fun to know that, you know, wow, I still enjoy doing something after 25 years, you know, especially playing one song. You think you'd be really, really sick of it. And sure, we've changed it slightly and morphed it throughout the years, but it's one of my favorite songs to play still.
Wow, very cool. And obviously, this is kind of a weird time for, well, for the country in general, but especially for music. We're, you know, I'm a big concert guy. We're not getting our live music this year, at least not much of it. When do you think things resume for Mushroom Head on the road and going out and playing live shows?
You know, I'm hopeful that, you know, as soon as possible. But, you know, I've heard anywhere from March of next year to summer of next year. We were told pretty early on that everything is just going to be postponed and moved 1 year forward. So, like, for instance, we were supposed to start in the UK or Europe. We were supposed to start on the 29th, coming up real shortly here. We had almost 3 weeks in Europe, you know, to start pushing this album. And we, you know, they knew right away that it was just too much of a risk, and to keep postponing and keep postponing. So I think everyone just made the decision to move it 1 year forward. So hopefully it opens up a little bit earlier than that. I know, you know, a lot of people have their own private reservations about it. I don't know how I feel about wanting to jam in a 500 seat club right away. I can't wait to play, but if it's truly unsafe, then, you know, I don't want anyone to, you know, risk anything for something that, you know, we can just wait another 6 months, or can we? I don't know. It's such an uncertain time for anyone in the entertainment industry that's touring or has anything to do with the road or setting up shows. You know, God bless you guys. And, you know, I hope everyone's doing okay. They can find some work and come up with something clever and creative to get through it, because you're not alone. You know, that's for sure. We're not alone.
Cool. Well said. And so the album's out. You guys didn't decide to push the release of the album because of all this COVID stuff, which some bands have. What were some of the decisions that went into that, to just, let's go ahead, let's release the record, even though we're not immediately going to be able to tour for it?
Yeah, there was a little bit of discussion about it. And again, you know, how many times can you postpone something? So, you know, you stick to the plan and the show must go on.
Right on. And you have given us some great music videos with this, the one we were talking about and another one. So there's definitely some good stuff to watch to bring Mushroom Head into our homes here, and the new album sounding great. And yeah, man, we wish you the best of luck. And any plans for the immediate future, being you're not going to be touring?
Yeah, we're going to continue to, we're going to just focus on more videos. Absolutely.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
Kind of the plan. Yeah, within the next month or so, you'll probably see another single hitting. And then we've got quite a few other ideas. We're throwing around a lot of crazy ideas, like some sort of mini movie. We'll see. The longer, you know, we're not allowed to tour, probably the longer this little movie will be.
Right.
We're definitely scheming up something, because we're going to be stuck home. So, you know, we're going to try to do something really creative and fun while we're here, and, you know, use our time wisely.
Yeah. Well, I'm a video guy, man. And I got, so you mentioned this is like was shot in your own studios or?
Yeah.
I mean, the set looks pretty complex. I mean, it was beautiful looking.
Yeah, we have a little sound stage, and we built the sets all on our own. It's an old transmission shop, believe it or not. And when we're not doing like actual set design, you know, we use it for rehearsal. But from doing shows for 20 years and, you know, building a lot of our own sets and props, and some of us have like haunted house backgrounds, and then a couple guys, you know, did the Full Sail thing. I'm just the hard knocks guy. But I mean, we've got red cameras and, you know, we've got Cineprime lenses and, you know, jibs, some dolly track, and that, you know, we've got a lot of lighting between us, trying to convert everything over to LED now, just because it runs on less power. And we've been at this for a little while, and now, since there's no touring to interrupt us, we're like, well, let's film some, let's sit down and do a little bit more. That's why that Heresy video looks the way it does. It has the whole intro, because the song doesn't start for like 2 minutes in. And that's the way the song is on the record. So it's a six-minute piece on the here. So we built that intro completely separate just to tell the story a little bit better. The frame rates we played with, everything was shot at 48, so the songs had to be sped up 200%. So all that acting had to be, you know, it was twice as fast. So everyone's, you know, bobbing their head. You can't bob your head. You've got to
Yeah.
I mean, less body movements. I know it's hard, but less body movements. And she nailed it. She totally got in the groove, and she did totally understood how to, you know, nail the Lord of the Rings thing, you know,
right.
When they go to the dream sequences are all filmed that way. So
yeah.
When you see it, it's shot back, you know, at normal speed, everything's real fluid and slow. So it was fun. We really had a good time making it. But yeah, we do that kind of stuff. So we're scheming up a couple other real fun videos, while we're down here.
Cool. Well, I can't wait. Keep us posted on those. And Skinny, great talking with you again. The new record sounds great. A Wonderful Life by Mushroomhead. It is out now, guys. Go pick it up. Support these guys. And yeah, can't wait for the new music, the additional music videos.
Yeah, awesome, man. And thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it. And everyone's out there listening, everyone that's been supporting, whether you're in it for 25 years or 25 minutes, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Skinny.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too.
Be safe out there. Take care.
Yep.
The sacrifice has just begun. We feed the war machine. Hide your daughters, your friends.